was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBS. Yes, indeed, behold a pale horse as the pale horse rides. Folks, what an insane time in America. Whoever would have thought 15, 20 years ago? I mean, we had the modern militia movement. They rose during Clinton's administration. And I tell you, you know, he was a rather a Caucasian individual. So I'd like to be very interested. I'd be very interested in the why and how they assume that the modern day militia movement can rise in during a white president's tenure, and why it's all of a sudden racist. We see a Marxist race war fomenting. Black Lives Matter. The leader meets with Barack Obama for several hours. He's staying in a Soros-funded home. We have overt communism and Marxism being spread all over the place at a time where American law enforcement is seriously being reviewed. Is seriously being reviewed at this particular time. All of a sudden, we have a Marxist group that is making us all coalesce in complete support of law enforcement. Now, law enforcement in and of itself, I do not agree in any way, shape, or form with the way things are going in the administrative system of revenue generation over peace officers. At the same time, we can't be having Marxists gunning down American cops in American streets and tolerate it. At the same time, we can't allow robots to be killing suspects in a manner that, well, we see they start off with the little bomb drones, and before you know it, they're going to be hitting us with from the skies with Tomahawk missiles. So it is rather insane. Rather insane, all of this going on right now. My heart also goes out right now to the Bundy family, who just lost two members of their family to a car accident. Two of the Bundy's cousins. So for those out there who support our patriots in Nevada and Oregon, if you could, some kind words to the Bundy family. Would be very appreciated. Now, what we're going to be covering tonight is Roger Hayes. See, a lot of people, they get so caught. They get caught into what's going on here that we don't realize. Many of us don't realize is that the same thing is going on in other countries in identically the same way. Now, you see, they can turn around and they can say that a few of us may be crazy. But when you have so many different people, and now from separate countries, and I want you to hear what Roger Hayes has to say. He's part of a British Constitution group in a piece that was released some time ago, going back a couple years, still under Obama's regime, so it's not that far long ago, released by Anthony J. Hilder, filmmaker and, you know, godfather of alternative media in many ways, and a friend of mine. And I think it's important that we understand and we hear the parallels that are going on in these other places so that we realize that while a one-world government is certainly not preferable, because those are the ruling elites of each of these countries binding together into one tyrannical force. However, we do need to bind together with people of other countries to stand against that tyranny. So I want to share with you tonight something that it really spoke to me. And I want to share that with you tonight. So if you could, sir, please play Roger Hayes and listen to this, folks.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Roger Hayes, chairman of the British Constitution Group. If you haven't heard of our organization before, then essentially we came together in about the middle of 2008, and the purpose was to do something about what was going on. And if you ask the question, have we made any progress? The answer is we most certainly have. And I've been focusing on the courts. I'm in the courts quite a bit. We're challenging the system, we're challenging the judges. And what I can tell you is, first and foremost, when I walk in the courts in Birkenhead, they all say, good morning, Mr. Hayes. And they all say they quite like it when we go in because it's always interesting for them. The last case I was in, it was about 2 weeks ago. And as I walked in the court, the first thing is we don't get magistrates anymore, we get judges. And the first thing the judge said was, we said only one person in the court, right? They're actually having meetings before the court cases which we're involved in to decide how to handle us, okay? The courts all over the country have been told how to deal with us, right? They're scared of us. And the reason they're scared of it is because we have uncovered what they're doing, okay? They are breaking the law in our courts. And I'll give you a couple of examples how things have progressed. But essentially what we've uncovered is simply this, that our common law courts have been taken away from us, and we have got a system of administrative courts, but they're not even courts. It's a system of administration that's being forced upon us. And that means that when we go into courts, we are not able to actually defend ourselves using our court system, our system of justice. And essentially what that's about is our constitution has been ripped up and thrown out, okay? And that is the one thing that defends our freedoms and our liberties is our constitution. And we've got to fight for it, and we are fighting for it. And we are fighting so hard now that we are making an impact. As I say, that other colleagues who are working in the system around the country, we go into the courts, and as I say, that they have meetings beforehand, and what we have got feedback on is that the security of the courts are actually running the meetings beforehand, and the reason the security in the courts are being involved is because they're scared that we're going to arrest another judge. Yeah? And we will, but we will bide our time, okay? So we are pushing the agenda. We are driving them. They are not driving us at all, okay? Now, last week, it's almost amusing because what their courts now realize is that we're not scared of them. They're scared of us. And what we are sending a message is slowly but surely we're catching them out. Eventually, we'll be putting judges in jail. And these people are corrupt. They're running this system for their benefit, not our benefit. And we know it. We've caught them out, and we're progressing. Now, when I walked into the judge, into the court, the judge who was actually at the bench, I know him. He and I have sort of crossed swords before. And before I could open my mouth, he said, I want three police officers in this court with handcuffs.
So you've got 6 hours then.
I'm thinking, well, I've made an impact. I haven't even opened my mouth yet, okay? And he wouldn't allow any of the observers in, so much for open courts, eh? It's incredible. So I said, why aren't I allowed my observers in here? Because we're supposed to be able to see that justice is done, right? They don't want people seeing that justice is being done because it's not being done. And that's the truth of the matter. This little episode with this particular judge, he then turned around to the counsel. This is another liability order. I think I'm a fifth year now, so I'm a regular in the courts. And look, the council officials shake. They're very scared. They're very nervous. And they're intimidated because we're challenging everything they're doing. The council official was asked to give her reasons or read out her evidence, and she prattled through a bit of nonsense. And then he turned around and he said to me, "You tell me why you're not going to pay your council tax. Tell me now." And I just turned around and said, "What's your name?" He don't like me. He doesn't like me at all. And he said, "They all know me here." I said, "What's your name and how do you spell it?" And he said, "It's Abelson." "And how do you spell it, sir?" A-B-E-L. It brings them down. It belittles them. It tells them we're not scared of them. And these are our courts. Okay? And we will have our laws back. Okay? I then said to the judge, "Are you acting under your oath of office today?" And he said, "Of course I am. And I brought my warrant from the Queen." Now, what made him bring his warrant for the Queen, from the Queen? Because we've been asking these people, "Are you acting under your oaths of office?" They're talking about it all over the country. The magistrates, the judges, the courts are all talking about us. Because we have moved this thing through, and we are dynamic in what we're doing in the courts. I said, "That's excellent, sir. That means this is a common law court." And he said, "Yes, of course it is." I said, "Well, that's excellent. That means all the rules apply for witnesses?" He said, "Yes, of course it does." "And do all the rules apply for evidence?" He said, "Yes, of course it does." I said, "Do all the rules apply with regards to proof of contract?" He said, "Yes, of course it does." And I said, "In that case, I'll cross-examine the counsel's witness on the stand under oath now." And he said, "No, you can't." At which point, he said to the police, "Get him out of here." So the police moved on me. I said, "Gentlemen, I'll go of my own volition." So I packed up my bags, my books, I walked out of the court, and the police escorted me all the way through to the front of the court. And of course, I'm smiling because I anticipate this is exactly what's going to happen. We know the way it works. They don't want us in the courts finishing these court cases because they know we're right and they're wrong. Okay. When I got outside the courtroom, I said to the three police officers, three, "What's your names?" They wouldn't give me their names. "So what are they scared of?" I said, "Well, I'll take your numbers." So I took their numbers. We immediately went round to the pub and we wrote up a document and we drew up a summons to bring the judge back to the court to explain his action in the court. Right? So we actually laid a complaint about the judge. The next thing we did, I wrote a letter to the chief constable and I laid a complaint against the three constables who'd actually removed me from the court because they had taken me out of my own court hearing for no lawful reason. So that's ongoing business. So we're actually now starting to complain about the police, and what's going to happen is the police are going to start saying, "That's a good question. Why did we take him out of the court?" Right? Because the police don't want complaints against themselves. It goes on their records. So the next time the judge says, "Take him out of the court," the police should be saying, "What for?" So we are having an impact. So within the week, I was in front of a magistrate, in fact, the clerks of the justices, explaining why the judge should be brought before the court and explain his actions, because he was acting unlawfully. He had no lawful reason to exclude me from my court hearing. The reason he wanted me out of there, because he knew I was right and they were wrong. And that's a good lesson to all of us, okay? So they now know we're not scared of them. They now know that we've caught them out at what they're doing. So what we've got is a situation in this country where our common law courts have actually been removed, and we're fighting to get them back. All right, so that's the situation with regards to the court thing. Now, what I want to explain to you is actually what is happening with regards to the likes of council tax. It's not just council tax. We're uncovering the procedures they're going through with a lot of other things as well. But the reason I'm going to concentrate on the council tax is because I've made it my particular thing to get to the bottom of how this whole business is being orchestrated against us, how the system is working to oppress us. And I promise you this, we are being oppressed. It's subtle, it's slow, but it's definite. We are being oppressed. This is what should happen with council tax. If the council have a legitimate claim against anybody who they feel should be paying council. I'm not going to talk about the legal fiction tonight, okay, because obviously that's a different issue. How many people in this room have heard about the legal fiction? All right, so had I asked that question 3 years ago, nobody would have put a hand up. So it proves the point that's getting out there. And I think it's also very important that it's not circulating amongst the same people. It's spreading further afield. So what we're doing, we're talking, and it is getting out there. And this is an exponential curve. You know, there's so many people know, and that curve goes up, and then it goes in a steep bang. I promise you, within 12 months, this thing is global already, but it's going to increase quite dramatically. To give you an example, somebody handed me this before, which I'd not seen earlier, but it's quite interesting. This is a report from Brussels. And it's the MEP Batten, who's the UK UKIP MEP, and he was asked to make comment about the riots in Egypt. And one of his comments is, all governments, even tyrannies, derive their power from the people. There's a parallel here with Britain, he added. Successive governments betrayed our people and surrendered rights to the EU. Under Magna Carta, the English have the right of lawful rebellion. Okay? Who's he got that from? Exactly. Okay. We are driving this forward. So that was an interesting point. All right. So what is actually happening vis-a-vis the council tax? How is the council going about collection, and what are they doing wrong? What they're supposed to do if they feel they've got a claim. The regulations require, this is the Council Tax Administration Enforcement Regulations of 1992, are quite clear that they must lay a complaint with the court. That requires that they go down and either, as I did, I went to the court and I laid my complaint. Now, you can lay your complaint physically or verbally. Clearly, in the case of the council, it would be a written submission to the court. So they must lay a complaint. Having laid the complaint, it should be viewed by a justice of the peace, who would then decide whether there is a valid case to answer, and the court would then issue a summons. That's the way it's supposed to work. The summons would then come out to the individual concerned, and they would then turn up at the court and actually either answer the charge or whatever. What's actually happening is this. The council do not go to the court and lay a complaint. They don't bother. They simply issue a summons. Now, the key point, of course, is that they themselves, the council, issue a summons. And what you'll find is they issue a summons on a piece of paper. In my case, the piece of paper reads, the Wirral Magistrates Court, and it's signed at the bottom by Norman Draper, who is the clerk to the justices for the Merseyside region. That piece of paper is produced by the council. It is not produced by the court. That is fraud. They are committing fraud, and the courts know they're committing fraud. Now, what I have done is I've gone into the court and I've said, could you please give me all the information with regards to...
Folks, we'll be right back, and if you want to call in and comment, you know, I was trying to tell you, the same things going on over there that are going on over here. We're not crazy. We'll see you on the other side. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. So my whole point with this, with starting off tonight's show with what's going on in England, is because I've spoken to individuals in different countries as well. Hungary, for one. This is the same thing that's going on here. It's all the same theme, from constitutional to corporate to administrative to communitarian to communist fascist law. It seems like the entire world is not just losing its mind all at the same time. It's not losing its mind. This is a very old and very well planned out agenda. It's an agenda that seeks to plug into our brains the false reality, making us believe in one big nation rather than our small states. It took us from those states to the nation, from the nation to the world. It's just a gradual stepped process. At the same time, it's a total control process. And what I mean by total control is that we cannot make decisions in our own lives according to these collectivists. according to these people, the world elite knows so much better for us. Like, remember when Bill Gates had said, you know, if we do really well with vaccines, if we do really well, we may be able to reduce the number of the overall population by, well, think about that for a moment. He said right out in the open. Now, of course, we all know that vaccinations are purported to be about longevity and health benefits. So why would it make any sense to us if they were telling the truth about it all? How would vaccines reduce the population? Well, our listeners to this audience know very well. One of these things that are going on is this wave of holistic doctors that are just disappearing. This is part of this control mechanism. I mean, seriously, some 50 of them dead. I believe that March, the number was 50. There's been another few since then. We're under an all-out assault. That's a fact. Behold a pale horse, huh? This administrative law system that Bruce and I stand and expose for what it is. It's very hard for him to have decided to run for Congress in a system that we know inherently is infected and created by individuals that do not have our best interest at heart. In fact, he said, I'm not in it to win it so much as I am to shake him up and wake him up. I wonder some days if I do all that I can, if have I done all that I can do? I'm sure trying. Are you? And folks, we need your support. I just got back from New Jersey and New York area, taking care of some business that needed to be taken care of. We shared our research with the Trump campaign. Some folks in the Trump campaign reached out to us and asked us to send the full version of it. Keep in mind, Trump at the same time is also talking about the 14th Amendment in ways that we have not seen any other presidential candidate quite do. Wonder why that is. I don't know. I can't sit here and tell you that we can or we can't trust any politician or anyone running for president. I mean, it takes a certain type of individual in this environment to even be able to come close. But I can tell you that at least they're reaching out. That's got to count for something. We'll see you on the other side. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you and me. Welcome to the face.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Face in my court, and I'll retain this for the future. In the event we feel the need to prosecute you, and the world will never get the same.
Welcome back.
If you remain on your toes, remember anything goes.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. And, you know, so what we see happening in across the pond, as my mom would say, is we see, of course, the old school British communitarians, which is really just a polished up model and version of communism with some different nuances, of course. But we see it being splashed across the pages of People magazine now, their little civil society, good small communal government crap. A lot of what's going on in those courts and ours is this fusion of communism and fascism. We have a lot of ism names to it, but it is nonetheless like an infection upon us, upon the rights of individual liberty granted by nature's God. enshrined in the Articles of Confederation based upon Magna Carta common law. Anyway, I could go on. I'm probably preaching to the choir for our audience, but we have a couple callers on the line, and one is, of all people, Larkin, Texas. What's up, buddy?
Hi there, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I thought I'd weigh in on your clip there and, you know, maybe dispel some of the confusion regarding the language.
Cool.
If I might.
Sure.
First of all, there's a YouTube video that anybody can watch, and it's entitled Common Law Has Been Replaced with Talmudic Law.
Yes.
- Patrick Cullinane.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Common Law Has Been Replaced with Talmudic Law. - Patrick Cullinane. This is a 15-minute clip, man on the street type interview of Mr. Patrick Cullinane and his remarks. Then, too, we have the example of UK Column. .org.
Uh-huh.
That's the Brian Gerrish and those people. And there's an article that's simply entitled Our Common Community. Our Common Community at ukcolumn.org. And this is where Nikki Rapana, do a search, Living Outside the Dialectic, nikkirapana.blogspot.com.
Uh-huh.
She speaks to the common issue that the people that live in the British Commonwealth, including the British Isles, but really all of the English-speaking peoples around the world, share, including in America.
Yes.
It's called Our Common Community. And then if you go into the Wayback Machine at archive.org, and type in Get Mind Smart, M-I-N-D, getmindsmart.com. Mm-hmm. There's the example of Julie Beals from Wales, who speaks to what we can correctly term community law. This is what it's called in Europe. It's not called communist law. It's not called fascist law. It's not called any other kind of law except community law. But what it really speaks to is community acquis, which anyone can look up in an encyclopedia. Do a search, community acquis, and acquis is a French word spelled A-C-Q-U-I-S. It's shorthand for acquis communautaire, which is French for communitarian law. And that's the new law of the European Union. Now, what's being practiced in the courts of this country today is communitarian law. It's provable. It's absolutely provable. Again, it's not called communist law.
No, but it has...
It's not called fascist law.
It's a fusion, from what I understand, from what I've read. And I've been saying, you know, this commu-fascistic system is the merging of both the communist ideology and the fascistic or the corporate fascist ideology, and coming up with this hybrid. And, you know, I'm developing this theory of what this thing is, and this is some, you know, a couple of years back when all of a sudden I realized that it really was communitarianism, common purpose, common core. You know, it's all over the pages of the newspaper. Their groupthink, mind speak, all of their little buzzwords are all over these, especially in Hollywood. Oh, they just love to pass that around. The nice civil society that we have, eh?
Well, you can do a search on the internet, and still find it. It's an article written in 1996 by a CFR member and CNN, program host Fareed Zakaria.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the ABCs of communitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
there's so much evidence today.
I actually have that open on my screen right now.
Then there's a document called Our Common Future, which anyone can read. There's so much evidence today out there, and yet Americans simply have a problem saying the word. And that's really unfortunate, because in truth, when you examine what you just described, what you can do is, see, capitalism today is really a form of corporatism, which is a type of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And communism is a type of socialism. And mercantilism, what we call free trade, what used to be called old-fashioned British mercantilism, what that does is it brings all the resources on the planet, including the human resources, into under the control of a very small clique. We call these people community developers or economic developers. And they're working with groups like the American Planning Association, which is communitarian.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's transforming our cities in terms of economic development. You've heard about the Pack'em and Stack'ems, but it goes beyond that. It goes to intermodal transportation hubs and the like. And there's a lot of people out there doing really good work fleshing these things out. But I'm going to say to this, unless you have the ability to type into any search engine, what is a communitarian? Question mark. What is communitarianism? Question mark. What is communitarian law? Question mark. What is reflexive law? Question mark. You know, you're simply just, you know, what we're doing is we're like the blind men and the elephant. Remember the old Hindu fable?
The blind, yes.
One blind Hindi touches the trunk of the elephant, and he says, well, it's one thing. Another one touches a tusk, it's another thing. One touches the tail, it's another thing. Another touches its side, it's another thing. All of them, being blind, do not notice that it's an elephant that's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this goes to the heart of what we call meme theory and mimetic warfare. If we cannot even say the word to alert our countrymen to the elephant in the room, then we're going nowhere real fast.
Amen to
that.
We're
going nowhere real fast. The courts are corrupt. The hospital systems are corrupt. You know, many of our professional people in this society have been co-opted and corrupted.
Yes, yes.
Constitutional sheriffs, give me a break. Constitutional attorneys, give me a break.
Well, you know,
unwitting dupes and useful idiots, and this is exactly what Vladimir Lenin referred to them as.
Yeah.
Well, even the EMS workers and the firefighters are being conscripted, Tom, to actually enforcing communitarian law.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And they don't know anything about it because we that do the research are not able to convince people that we have to say the word. We have to say it.
Well, as I was saying just a second ago, the only lawyers, so-called lawyers that I know that are constitutional attorneys, there's two kinds. There's the one kind that have turned in their bar card and have walked away. They're the only ones that I respect as lawyers. Well, there are some of them. And the other ones are those who realize what is going on and know that if they pull themselves, this is the same thing that I tell cops. I've talked to friends of mine who are police officers that, you know, they enter into it for all the right reasons. You know, they're good-hearted people. They want to help their fellow man, the whole nine yards. You know, then they get disillusioned. They see what's going on around them. And oftentimes that it's these individuals that pull themselves out. And then what ends up happening inadvertently is you end up having a bunch of useful idiots who will do just whatever they're told, And then we have a real problem. Now we have a standing face to face with yes men, with people that just follow orders. So I'm not as quick to condemn all of them.
At the Can I say something, Tom?
I do completely agree with your assessment on the practices that are going on, but go ahead.
Going back to what Vladimir Lenin said, where he talked about unwitting dupes and useful idiots, we need all that we can get. We can tie that into the remarks made by John Maynard Keynes in an address at Harvard University before the faculty and the students, just before he died, right after World War II. He said the Fabians were more realistic than the Marxian socialists. They understood that it is much easier to subvert sons, daughters, and wives of the prominent and well-to-do than it is to impress the laboring classes. They also understood that socialist movements spring from the middle and upper classes and not from the proletariat.
Yes.
Now, this is true today because all the go-getters, the careerists, the credentialists, the opportunists, you know, the people that want to have a better standard of living, a higher quality of life, they go to university, they get their degrees, they do what they're told, they want to make rank if they're in the military or if they're in the police force, you know. See, these people are easily bought and paid for.
Yeah.
Socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery, and gangsterism is little more than a system of organized crime made legal and is characterized by a code of silence. And this is the system, and we have got to, in my opinion, we have got to begin to say the word and to say it with conviction. And I challenge anybody, I don't care who they are, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, Richie Mack.
Hey, you know what?
I'll challenge any of them to a debate.
You made me think of something when you said that. The civilization preservation teams. Well, these civilization preservation teams, as I understood them, as designed by some in the Oath Keepers group, and you know, I still am. I went to the Bundy Ranch, makes me a lifetime member there if I so choose. But you know, they talk about these small militia teams that essentially they secure a community. If there's a banking collapse or a natural disaster, well, the community, well, that's a great plan, you know, protecting people in a geographical location, but that's not really what he's talking about, is it?
Well, we need to bear in mind that this word communitarian and communitarianism was coined in 1841 by a man who actually formed Christian churches.
Yes.
He coined the word.
Yeah.
He's the same guy that introduced Friedrich Engels to French-style communism. He was an influence on Marx, even Moses Hess, the true father of Zionism. Not Herzl, Moses Hess.
I always lean to Herzl, but you're right. I hardly ever talk about Hess, and I probably should more.
And a lot of people who call themselves Jewish, I guarantee you, they wouldn't want to live under communitarian or Talmudic law either.
They just don't know about it. I know many. Look, Bruce is one of them. He became a Christian because that's what he believes. But still, we've talked about it, and many of my other Jewish friends who have decided that the supremacism and the ideology that's ensconced in the Talmud is no different than, you know, what you have all these people running around screaming about Sharia law, and at the same time, what they don't even realize is that they have the other flavor of Sharia law is in Talmudic law.
In a communitarian system, all solutions are communitarian.
Mm-hmm.
The libertarians will not debate them. The so-called paleoconservatives won't debate them. Ron Paul won't even mention the word. You know, even the people on the left won't say the word. This has got to be one of the biggest stories of our lifetime. And yet the American people have been so dumbed down. You know, we're descending into technological slavery. We've got the attention spans of fleas. You know, that we will not even read a document. We will not read a bill. You know, we won't do any of these things. And then this entire voting situation is really a dog and pony show. It's a fraud.
Yeah, I know.
It's despicable. And, you know, I would like to think that networks such as this can at least begin to say the word, so at least people will be alerted that, hey, this is something I need to know about.
Communitaire, hashtag communitarianism does matter.
Thanks, Tom.
Hang on if you want to. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors with some more callers. Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam, folks. Thank you, Lark.
Foreclosure. Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Parasitical committee, they're on the titty of sympathy, and it's a pity. Sucking American tax money, bloody Valentine. $4 billion a year to murder Palestine.
Yo, yo.
Get yourself out of the daze. Your Zionist demon box is lying and scheming. Got you crying and screaming about some game that you lost. Like you play for the team, and it's a shame that you lost. You're dealing with predators trying to murder the messenger. Let us get to the root of the real evil, satanic or secular. Making a promise to make it atomic and become a sponsor. I'm seeing the carnage, and to be honest, I'm becoming a monster. The asymmetrical warfare declared on people unprepared is sickening and sad. You gotta be out of your fucking mind to call these people your friend. Murder your Talmud vision, then reload and do that ish again. How you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under constant attack? If you think it can't happen to you, that's whack. Throw a rock at a tank and get shot in the back. I said, how you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under constant attack? If you think it can't happen to you, that's whack. Throw a rock at a tank and get shot in the back.
Welcome back. Resurrected Republic 30, Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We do have another caller on the line, Tom in Florida. Tom.
Yeah, good evening, Tom. That was a good caller, last caller. What I want to talk about is Democrat, Bolshevik, Communist, Zionist party that's on TV right now. It's disgusting. You know how that is. But what I want to talk about... let's get to the fact about what happened in World War II with George Patton. Of course, a guy named George C. Scott made a movie called Patton. And if you saw the movie, you remember what his famous saying was, the art of war is to kill more of their bastards than have killed you more of your bastards. And he also said in the movie, he said, well, actually, the real Patton did say this, we fought the wrong sons of you-know-what. So look here. Let's look at what was going on with Stalin and Beria. You know, he had the most biggest henchman ever was. It wasn't Hitler and Himmler. It was the guy Beria for Stalin. You could do a whole show on that guy, what he did to millions of people. And basically, they starved 1 million German soldiers to death. And Eisenhower, he couldn't sleep at night because he knew deep down that all those men died just near fierce starvation after they had already surrendered. They had surrendered in a war that German women were getting raped and murdered by the thousands, thrown in canals in Germany, and the people will never forget that in Germany, but they have to shut up. And now you got a Stasi, Communist, West, East German, ruining that country even more, Muslims. This whole thing is a conspiracy beyond biblical proportion. But you look at what's going on in Europe right now, and you see what's going on in England finally got dummied up, but the rest of France and all that, this is all prophesized. And let me tell you something. The Zionists, you look what's going on in Israel. They're not bringing in hundreds of thousands of Syrians, which is supposedly their half-brother. So, but in the meantime, okay, they're allowing Europe to get raped. And like Trump said, why don't you keep safe zones over there? Keep sanctuary zones over there so you protect the people over there. Why is it these Democrats wanting to bring all these people over here? They have nothing to do with the Christian founding of this country. So, you know, this whole thing's a big disaster. And I see these Democrats, and they are donkeys, like jackasses. And then I'm seeing all these, like, they're like sheeple. You got a bunch of sheeple voting for these people. And you got an invasion in this country. You got 3.5 million illegals in California. You got the governor, the moonbeam clown over there screaming there's no water and there's global warming. The footprint is, there are millions of more cars on the road. This is all a joke. And look at that Doomberg. You got that Michael Doomberg idiot screaming you can't only drink this much soda in New York, and this guy wants to back Hillary. I mean, the whole thing is unbelievable, Bob. It really is.
It certainly is. Hey, hang on.
Brother, hang on.
We're going into the next break. Hang on. Stay on until the break's over. We'll be right back with a few words from our sponsors. He's right. I can't deny any of that. So we'll be right back. Resurrected Republic 30, Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast with Tom in Florida. Hang on.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight.
It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.